Yo, what up, though? It's episode 2, your favorite neighborhood legend, back on the channel, and we gonna get right started right here, right now. Who we got over there on the right side? That's Big Swerk over there.
Yup.
Yes, sir. Yep. We got Esky over here next to my right.
Hey.
Yes, sir. You know, of course, K Rich right here, and we got to my left, Virgil.
Hey, guys.
And we got Big Dummy of the crew, little big brother.
Hey, what's glowing, boys? What's glowing?
Yes, sir. And we're going to get right into it. I guess so. So, Virgil, what we got first up, man? We're going to do like a little weekend check. What
little,
you got, bro?
Weekend recap. I don't know. Just got back from Houston. Been practicing some archery.
Archery?
Yeah, archery.
Oh, wow.
I know this whole quarantine hit. Do something new.
Already broke a bow.
Yeah, already broke multiple bows.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a big step. Katniss out here.
That's the goal.
I guess who we got next? Yeah, Adam, what, you next? What's up?
I don't know, all right. We, you know, Seth and I got in some shit this week, but we'll let him get there when we get there.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah, didn't really do ton. Just been working, all that stuff. Going back to school in about 5 weeks, but I mean...
5 weeks?
So I got a little...
I'm like, next week?
I'm like, bro, I got a hell of a... I still got like another month of summer. I'm cool, so...
How about you, Matthew? What
the
you
SU
did?
Education.
What are you up to this week, Matthew?
Not much. Just hung out. I work Saturday, Sunday, so I've been kind of busy. I work today, so pretty busy day. You know, your favorite snow cone stand guy.
Yes, sir.
How much are you making tips today, Matt?
$12.
$12.
Alright, Keelan, anything else? I saw you got that new Orgain stuff.
Oh, yes, sir. Finally got the shipment back in,
yep.
You know.
Hey, would you like for me to do a little...
Oh, a little...
Get your key! 30! Orgain!
My hype,
30% off.
My hype man over there, Big Swerch. Yeah, man, I'm so thankful for them. I got my shipment in. I just started an ambassadorship, so get at your boy. You know, Key 30.
Key 30!
You know? but yeah, no, man, I just been watching basketball. I hung out with my dad yesterday, so it was kind of all day. We were just chilling. Yes, sir. Big Pops.
Big Tim.
And Big Timmy.
Big Timmy.
And, but yeah, man, just been chilling, man, and... Yeah, not too much. But I guess that leaves us with one more. Big Swerch, what'd you do this weekend, man?
Got in a wreck.
What? you what, boy?
Man, the silver bullet is gone, too.
Oh, that's... Bruh.
So,
what'd you do,
man? Or like...
At the moment, it might... It's looking to be total, man.
Where is it at? It wasn't here.
Nah,
it's
in the
shop.
Yeah, it's at the shop. Where
no, it's actually, it's in the junkyard right now. But it's going to the shop, but now the airbag's deployed, and you know.
That's a lot of money, so it's like, ooh.
That's a lot of money.
It still ran, bro.
That's crazy.
It didn't have a ton of damage on it. Like, it just kind of...
No, it had some damage.
I mean, the front end, but, like, none of the sides. Really, so, it's just really the front end stuff.
Hey,
it
needs something fixed up for you.
So Seth was driving, then Adam in the passenger seat?
Yeah.
Dang.
So, what were you doing, Adam?
Yeah.
I was just in the passenger seat. And like Seth,
I was just sitting there.
Like,
man,
Seth,
why aren't you helping him? You know.
Well, Seth, like
I mean, Adam was in his imaginary brain.
we both kind of like hit. Like I think we both crossed the railroad track, so I think we both just kind of like look, you know, like oh, you know, the thing you usually do, just kind of look around, just, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, I kind of turn my head, and Seth's still looking out that way. I'm like, and I just see the car in front of us is like ready.
Did you
like,
stop?
It was just like literally stop, and you just kind of see it in slow mo. Like you're like, uh-oh, fuck, like we're gonna hit him. Like you just kind of knew it, man.
Uh-oh.
And I just Seth. Like I barely remember. I just yelled his name. Then I didn't yell. The curse word didn't. I just Seth, and Seth just.
I remember when we hit. It was
just slow motion, man. You just see it, and
I remember this. I remember like. Bro, I'm sorry, bro.
Well, my initial thought was...
Not even that, are you okay?
I was just like, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm like, you're right. He's like, man. He's like, turn his head, get out of the car.
I'm out of here.
He literally was like, man, I'm not breathing this. Because
the airbag came up, and this weird-ass like, smell came up. I was like, fuck, that probably can't be good for you. I'm going to get out of here. I remember I grabbed my water in my hand or something like that. I grabbed my Yeti and I got in the truck just because that's my first reaction was to grab my water. And I dropped it and on the ground, I just came out. I'm like,
fuck. Remember that you get worse.
I don't matter about the water in the
damn thing. So, when it all happened.
When I turned, I looked at it. It was literally the definition of I'm a head out.
I literally was like, I literally sat there for a second. I was like, fuck. The airbag's over. I'm like, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm like, I just popped open the door. I was like, hell no, man.
So, did you call your parents right after it happened?
I was like, Dad. I called my dad. I was like, Dad, I backed into somebody.
You backed?
But I didn't back into
somebody.
You
branded somebody.
So I told my dad, I was like, Dad, I backed into someone, man. But I ran into someone. I ran into their back.
You just started nerve
wracks. And he's like, okay. He's like, we need to come. Like yeah, calm. Mm-hmm. He's like, and he was totally calm. He's like, and so and I called him again. Like, you know, we got the police out there and everything. And I drove my car, like I drove it out and moved, got it off the road. I was like, this thing's a horse, man. Like, it's a tank. This rig's still moving, bro. It's like, golly, man, this gotta be salvageable, man.
Dang.
And I called my parents again. I sent them a picture of it. I was like, to my mom.
You get back into no one.
and they're like, my mom called me like, what happened? I was like, and I told them about it. And Dad's like, you said you backed in. I was like all frustrated on the way. I was like, man, I'm sorry, man. I was just in the moment. I was so mad. And Adam, the entire time, I'm like filling everything out. I'm like freaking out. Like, God, I just did this, man. And then Adam's like striking out a conversation with the tow truck guy.
Everything's all good, bro.
Adam's like, hey, let me do that.
Adam's really like, yo, man, like, you know Jason Dickey too? Man, he lives in the corner, bro. Like, he's like, yeah,
move. Yeah, he went to Boogie like, Brothers. I think he graduated like 29.
Just help me out, clean the car.
But yeah, no, literally, like, well, because like we were both okay. So like, I was like, yeah. Like I said, Seth and I were both like, I think we were more upset about the.
We were
more upset than. I mean, everybody was good. So it's like we were just more upset about the truck than anything.
I was sad.
But remember, did you just hit the car in front of you?
She slid forward and she came forward and hit the guy in front of her. But she, but that it was just kind of like a little scratch. I mean, when little scratch is just. Like that guy was
nothing compared to Yoko.
I mean, literally, like he had like something. Like, it was like when I say fender bender, like,
baby doll, bender, and he pushed the face down. That's what it looked like.
It comes back.
Yeah,
it didn't pop out.
Yeah, so she was, yeah.
Man.
So it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that's all right though.
I mean, it was our first like real crash ever. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Not getting.
I mean, my parents never been to crash with us, so it was like it was kind of literally our first experience of doing something like that. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I've been in that situation too. It's not the most fun.
It's just kind of crazy, just because like it just kind of happened. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It happened in slow motion, right? When you saw it.
Well, I mean, because you just kind of see it, but it's just, you know, I mean, a minute before, you're just kind of sitting in the light, you're just, you know, just chilling, next thing you know, you're in a fucking wreck. It's just like...
What happened? I was like, this just happened.
And literally, I was like, I mean, seriously, man, 30 seconds, it was just like,
you just sit there.
It's crazy, man, how quick those things, it happens, like, you just take your eyes off the road for 3 seconds.
Alright, let's move on.
It's a little better time.
Seth is a horrible driver.
So at least I'm not the first person getting a wreck, so that's, you know, hopefully it won't be a second.
Hey, the weight is off your shoulders.
No, literally, I talked to the cop about it. The cop was like, hey, it's going to happen. I was like, well, you know, at least I wasn't the first one, you know.
Yeah, so many eventful things happen in this quarantine, man.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
One thing to the next. Yeah. But that was a good weekend wrap-up, man. So, I guess, Matthew, you got the topic for the week, man. You got us with a starting question.
Yeah, so, basically, like... I kind of always thought about it, like, once quarantine started and kind of kept dwelling on it. And, of course, today I had an 8-hour shift, so I was really, you know, my mind was going a million ways, just thinking.
Philosophical thing.
And, yeah, pretty much. So, like, I was thinking that quarantine was a sign from God or from some person that's kind of told us to say we need to slow down on life.
Yeah.
And maybe appreciate life or do something to just slow down and... you know, restart or, like, take a breath and do something to enjoy. Like, you know, one of my coworkers was talking about how they went and got a bike. And, and you know, like, they were saying how it's taken them a month or so to get a bike. And it's like, who would have thought you'd be short on bikes? Like, it's just, it's a bike.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, like, now we have time to, like, take a step back and, like, do things that we maybe don't always get to do.
Yeah.
Like, ride bikes or spend time with the families or, like... You know, it's not just bikes, but, like, I've seen, like, pools are gone. Like, inflatable pools. Like,
home decor.
Yeah, literally everything. Anything.
Fitness equipment.
Yeah, like, stuff that you probably don't need, but you kind of need, like, or you want.
Yeah.
It's, like, gone. Like
it's kind of like, honestly, it's kind of like a new year in the middle of the year. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like you're able to have, like, a new year's resolution.
Like, new things you want to accomplish within the quarantine.
You know what I mean? Like, within the quarantine. It's, like, it presents you with something, like... Especially if, you know, especially in America, especially, like, when we have a lot of the households, you know what I mean? And we're just at the same place all the time, and you can get kind of bored. Yeah, I think, or you definitely need like those goals, like, okay, I'm gonna buy a bike, I'm gonna be more active, or I'm gonna do this with the family, or I'm gonna do this or that, you know what I mean? I think that's probably like the good thing, like, I guess that's what you're getting at, Matthew, is that's the good thing that came out, or that came with quarantine, is that you have a chance to do things that
and
you didn't.
We need
didn't.
To acknowledge it and not hate quarantine. We need to acknowledge it and appreciate it.
No, honestly,
most definitely.
Like, I don't mind quarantine. I mean, I know I'm just a student that hasn't really faced, like, real world problems, but, like, I honestly don't mind this at all because I get to find out who I really am, you know?
Yeah,
like, I really
get to
watch movies, help my mom garden. I'm recently practicing, archery, like, who would have thought that I would have...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think for us, you know, we say it's like, it hadn't really affected... I mean, it really hadn't affected us negatively, I mean, because, you know, obviously none of... We all still live at home with our parents, but none of our have financially really been hit that hard by it, you know, like, because, I mean, my dad can still do Zoom calls at home, and I'm sure, like, most of your parents can do the same thing when your dad goes into work, but it's like... You know, for a lot of other people, it's not like that. You know, they really are, like, they were living paycheck to paycheck or just, you know, just along those lines. So it's like, I think we're definitely, like,
our
fortunate.
We've been very fortunate in that we haven't really truly been, I mean, even with just the virus itself, I mean, no, we don't really know any, knock on wood, it's like, we don't really know anybody that's gotten it or, you know, we haven't really truly been affected by it. So it's like, I feel like, yes, we've been changed by it, but I don't think it's,
hit us the hardest.
No, I don't think it definitely,
sure.
We've been blessed in how we haven't been negatively impacted. So.
We're in a good spot, and...
We're an okay spot. Like, we're an okay spot, you know. Better than others.
I mean, a geographic location to where this all began and everything.
Yeah.
But I guess the way I saw quarantine was, like, you couldn't have that excuse of, I don't got time.
For real. Yeah.
That's what y'all were getting to. I was like, what? Like, what? Okay, most of the stuff you have, like, you usually do is, like, you know, hang out with friends and, you know, like, I don't know, whatever you feel like time with. It's
you
like
press for time to get
yeah.
Back, I guess,
or
yeah,
or it's like you put that, you know, of schoolwork and,
off, yeah.
and friends first, and then it's like, well, now maybe I want to do this hobby, but I don't have time, or, you know, oh, you got time now, man. And it's like things like I've gone into reading and stuff, and like something like I never would have adopted at all, like, most likely it would have been years, light years. And so, like, looking back in quarantine, like, I'm a completely different person than I was before. And basically going in, like, I guess one of my big thing was fitness wise and stuff, is like, this is not a summer vacation. Like, you can't just wait it out and do nothing and not. I was like, well, I this
you can
like,
but
you I mean you could but
yeah.
It's like the way I saw it,
I was like
you can either do nothing and come out of this worse, but I'm like this is a great opportunity to come out a better person, more fit, smarter,
you know,
exactly. And so, like, what for me, from like the baseball standpoint, like I can come out here bigger, faster, stronger guy than my teammates or the teammates or the guys on the other
team
and stuff,
yeah.
Competition. And I was like, man, let's get after it, man.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know, it's a strange time, but a really cool time as well.
I think it's a good outlook to have on that. And I definitely agree that it's definitely a sign of the times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like literally, you know what I mean? And how we were, it was coming, and it was made to slow us down and kind of reset our attention, you know what I mean? Especially with, we have so much social media, we're going so fast, we're doing this, so many things are growing and things, it's like, slow down, focus on what you need to focus on. I think the really good thing that everybody can look at is that you have the family time, or you have the personal time. However you spend that, you just have the personal time. So if you want to spend it on you, great. If you want to spend it on parents, cool. Siblings, whatever. Or whatever the goals, like fitness goals that you were talking about, or like bikes, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, it's that the cool thing is that you have personal time, and you have nothing but that time. Like, you are only made to focus on that time.
Yeah,
like, sit, you know what I mean? Like, don't worry. You can't worry about anything else, because if you do, you're going to get somebody sick, or you're going to disobey these rules or this, that, or the other. So
you
it's like,
an excuse to
you have no excuse, and then you have rules to keep you in making no excuse. You know what I mean? So I think it's like, it was definitely, I feel like it's definitely designed not by us, and it's definitely a higher power that was made to reset, or just at least adjust our focus. And hopefully, like you mentioned earlier, hopefully we can learn from this. And so not only that we don't repeat it, but we can continue to keep picking up the habits that we made in quarantine. And you know what I mean? Like whatever your family did, or you personally did, or you and your friends or your siblings, like continue that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to get out of quarantine eventually. We're going to get these cures and it's going to spread. But now, after that, what does that look like? Are you going to regress, or are you going to stay neutral? Again, you know what I mean? So now it's a new time, kind of like before quarantine, we're going, like, it's a new time. What are you going to do? Quarantine's going to end. There's going to be a new era again. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Are you going to continue? Are you going to keep going, or what?
I wonder if we're going to hit, like, another pandemic in our lifetime. Because, I mean, it happens, you know? Cause, like, it happens every generation.
It's weird, though, because, like, it's just, like, the fact that we're living in a pandemic is just weird, because none of us ever imagined this, but it's no other generation has lived through this.
Well, so I feel like ones living through it's kind of like a once in a like
alive
100-year thing. Like, that's kind of like generally, because like the last one was in 1918, was with the Spanish flu.
I always considered AIDS to be a pandemic. I mean,
that was more of an epidemic, because it's not more like
there's a lot of diseases out right now that ain't literal. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. You see what I'm saying? Like, not just.
Talking about viral diseases or non-viral?
Well, even, think about, cyberbullying.
Oh.
Okay. That's viral. Like, it goes, you send it one time, it catches.
You mean, viral?
That's the definition of, a virus. It goes viral, and then if that leads to harms and it's not addressed, it's just going to keep, you know, hurting and harming and unfortunately killing more and more people. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So
we're talking about those, maybe the opioid crisis. We have so much, hunger and all that.
Is this a new normal? I mean, obviously, we'll at some point, move on from. I mean, I assume we'll go back to normal. Everyone's like, oh, I don't know if it'll happen. Like, I think I'm just going to feel like we're at some point going to go back to normal. I don't know, if it's the next 2 years or the next 5 years, but it'll happen. But it's hard to wrap my mind around, us actually still getting there. Because it's, just what we're in now, it's our world now. Like, you can't, I don't remember what it was like going to a concert. I don't remember what it's like.
Having to go to school without having a mask.
Adam's got his hot takes or whatever. Have y'all, watched a movie, right? Or, a
show? Yo, yes, I know what you're talking
about. And you're like, man, why are they walking around without a mask?
dude, they're not social distancing.
Yeah,
You
see that,
I freaked out.
Yeah, I see, a year ago today, we're at a concert, right? And I'm like, damn, I was rubbing up on some people I don't even know. But, wow. I was not social distancing. Why was I not living my life without a mask? That's what I'm thinking.
I definitely have not. Thought like that. I totally understand that, but it's I haven't even, that even crossed my mind. I guess I'm more, the way I think, Adam, is we're gonna get to a new norm type of thing. So it's cause it's not normal to wear a mask. It's annoying.
I was thinking about today, bro. I was
even back then, before the whole quarantine thing, if you're having a cold, you'll still go to school.
Unless you had a fever. Yeah, unless you had a fever. You know?
Coughing,
I wouldn't be.
Be fine. I don't know. Be fine, but they'll be like, all right.
But
now if you do that,
people are gonna be like, yeah. Which is good though. It resets our hygiene standards. Exactly. Which, you know what I'm saying? Stop picking your nose and touching other stuff. Wash your hands. All the stuff
Covered
that would
damn call.
All the stuff that they're saying
don't
is
be
like,
a
you know,
yeah,
it's kind of stuff we all knew. Obviously, we knew to cover a cop, but it's like. But I feel like it wasn't
like needed to be reiterated.
None of it's new. You needed to know that there was an actual, because we all we all knew to cover
an actual consequence.
Exactly. Because if you don't do it, it's just gonna get spread. Because this disease is more contagious than a lot of other stuff.
Which is what is waking us up. It's oh shoot, a whole pandemic can happen because if we don't follow certain normal standards,
And we kind of talk about like I said, how it's the new normal. And I feel like it's good. You're oh man, is no one gonna happen or something like that? But for me, at the same time, it's this is the first one in 100 years, truly. So it's but at the same time, in my mind, I'm like, man, is this just gonna just keep? Are they just gonna happen every other 5 years? Which probably is not gonna happen. But it's just I just think that now. I don't know why. Just because I'm like, man, this is the new normal. So I don't. It's just really, really interesting situation. So.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, though. You know, we gotta keep rolling right now.
Yeah,
we're gonna tough it out. I feel we're on, we I mean, Moderna's working on the vaccine. We got like some doctors coming out with some cures. I feel like we're on some good news that's about to come. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a breakthrough. I personally feel, but I like you're saying, I think it's TBD. You know what I mean? I think
a lot of stuff overall, we just had to take advantage of this time to work on ourselves.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
I saw this is kind of a hot take of it's like, you know, how many people have died? A few hundred thousand. 200,000-300,000 in the world, whatever. It's like there's a 99% survival rate.
Yeah.
Or 98. Yeah. And I saw a thing, it's like what if there's a pandemic that actually mirrors, that is actually worse than this? Or like it mirrors like the Black Plague. Oh, and it's like imagine, like, look how the world economy and how our country has reacted to this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that's not right. The number of deaths was, I think we're around a million now, like a few hundred thousand.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah. But it's like, unfortunately, like not desensitizing any of those deaths, like, you know, any death is terrible, but like in the idea of sheer numbers, like what if that million people in the world goes to like 100 million,
yeah, 100 million, yeah,
you know, or more. It's like, wow, awesome. Like how is our world going to react to something even bigger? You know, 100 million, 500 million, if something even worse happens, it's like, wow.
I mean, I think they moved totally on like a full lockdown almost, yeah. You know, like, because the thing is, people, like, things, no one wants to go back into lockdown, like, you know, like, that's just, you know, it's not fun, and no one wants to do it, so it's like, I think,
follow the rules.
But because we know it has such a high survival rate, everyone's like, if I get it, I get it, you know, like, everyone's like, oh, I'm probably going to survive from, so that's why I think if it was like a more severe, like, if it had a 20%,
yeah.
If it was 80% survival rate, then it's like, that's different.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you like, okay, like this is like.
I saw a good analogy. It was like, if someone gave you 100 Skittles, and they told you one of them is going to kill you, are you still going to eat those Skittles?
Oh, I'm
like,
100%.
Nah. I'm not going to eat all of them, but I'm going to eat. Like,
I'm probably going to eat one of those.
Remember the Michael Jordan? Remember the Michael Jordan one? It was in like from Last Dance. He's like. Remember he had like a really bad like leg injury, I think.
Yeah,
and it's like if he played on it, like they like he wanted to play on it, but like if you play on it, you have like a 90% you have 10% chance of like maybe never playing again.
Yeah.
But like if you had a pill, if you had a really bad headache and you had a pill and a 90% chance it would fix you, but 10% chance it would kill you, like what'd you do? He's like, depends. I mean, how bad is the headache?
100%.
I mean, it's like I'm like, fuck man, that's Jordan mentality right there.
But I mean if we connect that to the pandemic, it's like, how bad does the pandemic have to get for you to just stay the frick home or follow the rules, like, you know what I mean? It's like, is like, when does it get to like, is it one too many? You know what I mean? Like, here's my thing, if you believe that a higher power is coming in, why are you messing around with the higher powers talking? Like, you know, like he's like, or she, or the whatever the higher power is, is coming, is showing this, you know, to us or sending it to us as a message, you know, a wake up call. Why are you messing around with the wake up call? You know what I mean? Like that's kind of my belief. It's
life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you.
Oh dang, that's a little pessimistic, I guess. A little bit. Right? Yeah.
Life
happens for you. Meaning in the goods and the bads. I read a thing, everything doesn't happen for a reason, but you can find meaning in anything, almost anything.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, that just blew my mind.
The human
I'm over here like replaying it in my head.
That's all. Yeah, your
human will
is like around.
The human will. I read it. I was like, that's it. Like everything happens for a reason. Like I don't know the reason, but you can find a meaning to why it happened.
Yeah,
it's a
human will. Human will.
It's like a little bit more clarification. It can get you to where that reason ends.
Yeah. You know, and so that
or you just
life doesn't happen to you.
Anything
life happens for you. So, you know,
what are you gonna do?
This pandemic.
It?
What are you gonna do for it?
Yeah.
Or like, how are you gonna come out?
I like that, man. That's
you're not a victim.
Are two sources right there.
A mentality issue.
Rachel
or a mentality. You know, a mentality thing. Yeah. If you just change it.
All right, guys.
We
had a pretty good conversation on that.
Yeah.
Y'all think of anything else? Are y'all ready to?
All
right. Let's
go ahead.
Whoa. I'm just waiting for Adam's hot take of the day today.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, ooh. All
right.
Adam gave us a little preview for the viewers. Adam gave us a little preview. He didn't tell us all, but he said, boys, y'all are gonna like this one. So I'm gonna
start with the damn. I know how you guys are, and I'm, and I don't know how this is for the general population, but it's like I know in here, like, it's gonna stir the damn pot. So
I guess we're gonna hop right into it.
I mean, yeah,
it.
I guess
it's right. It's maybe very specific to our group. But,
yeah, but the Austin area.
The Austinites will understand this, but it's like me, you know, like, Matthew, Thundercloud. I think it's dog shit.
What? Like, wait a minute.
Like, no. I like subs, but it's like Thundercloud is the one place that I just like have. You guys are just like crazy Thundercloud heads. Like, let's go Thundercloud, all this stuff. And it's
Thundercloud?
Just, and it's just the one place that I've just never understood the hype for it. Like, I never liked their bread.
Thunder sauce. You choose Subway over that?
No, I mean, I do like Subway more than it. But me personally, I'm a Jimmy John's man.
Jimmy John's makes a damn
good sub. But
Jimmy John's Fuego. To me, I'm picking Austin. Austin over everything.
I've just never.
Austin
I've just
the world.
It's not even Austin bias with that. I just think they make a damn good
sandwich.
Like, it's just one. Dude, like, I just. Bro,
there's something about that American cheese on there for some reason that just tastes so much better. that mixture with that thunder sauce, I get that California avocado.
Virgil on YouTube, me and him get goosebumps watching them. We're just like, we're just hypnotized from them putting on the spicy mustard and the mayonnaise on the sub, bro.
With me, add the extra jalapenos on there.
Would you like a pickle sear? Would you like a pickle sear on the side?
No, the noodles are crazy. I remember.
Are you the thunder sauce?
And then, and then for us, okay.
Literally, bro, I'm like, dude, this is gonna be a smack piece, bro.
So, like, we all went to Bowie, and, like, for us, we were lucky that we had the buy one, get one, and the Bowie newspaper. Shout out, like, the Bowie newspaper, but, like, we didn't really read the newspaper. We all knew we gotta go to the back of the newspaper, snag that coupon, and we're heading to Thundercloud. Like, that was like that
and
was
not, an not just
move.
One
like,
though. You go
to
the newspaper.
It is a damn good newspaper.
It was a good deal. And yeah, I'm not saying it was a bad newspaper. We were looking forward to that coupon. And I think that gave us another reason to love the sandwich because man, we're paying $5.50 for two sandwiches, and we know damn well we're gonna be full on that.
I think it was the two larges, right?
Two smalls
are like five something, but like, good, larges are like $6.50.
I'll get good. Like, that's a good ass deal, though. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that's a good deal. It's just
because like baseball games, like I'd eat one for lunch and I'd eat one right before the game or something.
No, it was bad, dude. Like junior year,
especially the larges. Like
junior year, I had an off period. I'll go every off period. I owe my mom so much money from that because I had her card. So we used to put in gas
like 5 days every day, like 5 days a week.
Boy felt like he was racking up, only spending on Thundercloud.
I remember 3 years in a row one time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they knew me. Like, they knew me. Like, what I walked
Virgil's
in.
Paying
like,
the rent. Shit.
Ain't nobody eating the name.
So, hey, Thundercloud, you ever listen to this? We love you. Don't listen to Adam. We love you.
Here's a good question. What about, like, Firehouse, Jersey Mike.
Firehouse is really good. I feel like I don't go there.
I like Firehouse.
I don't go to Firehouse very often, but every time I've been there, I've really enjoyed it. So I don't know why I don't go there. Like, I don't know why I don't go there.
You know, low quality Subway when you look at the grilled chicken, bro.
It's just a national chain.
I've never been crazy about Jersey Mike's.
I think the only reason why we don't go to Firehouse that much is
because we're usually walking in double days.
Wait.
That's true.
Oh, for Firehouse.
But we're always
walking in double days, looking at Firehouse.
But the people listening to
that was the move. Like. That was the move for at least us basketball players. Like a pregame meal, which was not good, but a pregame meal it was beyond. Right. On Tuesday, because we had games Tuesdays and Fridays,
so on Tuesdays
we go get $1 pepperoni rolls, and then if we want we go to BJ with a Pizookie.
Oh,
so it's like
pregame.
So, if we want, yeah. So like that was like
don't
that
do
was.
It.
Come on, Sport.
Yeah, it was after.
Boy, what are you saying?
It was after the game, but that was like a go to like all the time, honestly.
I mean,
especially for home games.
Remember the one game in middle school?
Yeah.
What do you mean eat pizza before a game? I remember we ate pizza one time before a basketball game in middle school. It was before Grisky, and we got shit kicked in. Like, and they were a better team than us, but it's like I remember we literally had like Pizza Hut like.
No, we had a buffet. We had like, pizza. We had buffet.
Four pieces each, just filled up on grease, and we got just. Dicked in that game, man. It was crazy.
He got destroyed.
Sounds like never
always,
again.
No, yeah. CC, we always had a sandwich. It was either Jersey Mike's, Jason's Deli. Jason's Deli, that was a go-to. That was a go-to with the pickle and the cookie and the baked chips. Jason's Deli was always a go-to for us, but...
Oh, but yeah, but anyways, like, you know, like I said, just Thunderclap, man.
Yo, drop it in the comments. Say something. Give Adam some shit. We need to hear
DM send us some comments, man. See if you...
Say the truth.
What's your hot take?
Someone's got to be on my side on this, man. That's all I have to say, you know? Someone got to find it, just not...
I'm pretty sure the people listening to this
are... I don't know. I mean, your hot take was Thunderclap is... dog shit.
I said, yeah.
There could be people that like other sandwich shops more.
I'll say that. It's not like, dog shit. It's just I don't like it compared to every other sandwich place that I've been to. Maybe I'd say I'd probably like it more than Jersey Mike's, but it's not my go-to. I'll say that.
We say, one thing about Subway shops, not sandwich shops. You can put Schlotzky's in the Subway shop.
Oh, no. I love Schlotzky. Schlotzky's is a place I will... That's a place I could be.
That's if I'm starving, bro.
If I'm going Thunderclap, Schlotzky's... If I'm going, like, a lot of sub places, Schlotzky's, I'm going to Schlotzky's over that, man. Like, I remember my dad was... My dad was talking to some... Like, one of his, like, coworkers. He lives in, like... I don't know, not Texas anymore. He's like, I don't know where it is. But he's like the one place that he missed. It wasn't Thundercloud. It wasn't like all the Austin places, anything like that. He's like it was Schlotzky's. Like that's the place I miss.
So is that only Austin place? It's not only Austin. It's like the first one was the Central Texas place.
That's why they rebranded. I don't know if you have like been to Schlotzky's recently.
Yeah.
But like they rebranded from just Schlotzky's to Schlotzky's Austin Eatery.
Yeah.
Oh really?
I picked up on because I saw the sign. But like,
the original one was on Congress.
They got so big, they want everyone to know like it was an Austin.
What's even an eatery, bro?
I don't know.
The original one was It was the Amy's, right? Or was it the Holmes place? It was the Amy's, I think.
I think it's Amy's.
I don't think it was the Holmes place. It was next to
the original.
Austin has the best food.
Oh, yeah.
Anything local, Austin is
like
Austin
some of the halal.
Hey, now it's the best food. Now we got the halal.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love me some halal.
Yeah, I need
just
to
a,
go there.
It's just a melting pot of. We're gonna take you, bro.
Next podcast, we'll do a review on the halal.
For you viewers out there, halal is what is it like? It's a
Middle Eastern food, similar to Lebanese. Basically, your chicken and lamb with. You know,
gyro beef,
golden yellow
gyro
rice.
Gyro.
Got some pita bread with the hummus.
Absolute game changer.
Middle Eastern food, man.
Game changer.
Get the tzatziki sauce.
Wonderful.
Anyway.
Wonderful. Any more hot takes?
I got one. I don't know how much it'll stir the pot. I mean,
let's save that for next week. Let's save it for next week.
I don't know if it's like the top tier like hot take. It's just like something that like we talk about for minutes.
Shoot it out.
So like, most of you guys are like, so I've really like broadened my music horizons over the quarantine. That's one thing I'm proud I've done.
You like jazz?
So I love jazz. Don't shut up, man. Saxophone.
I knew this was
going. No. But for me, it's like I've really branched into rock and roll like this year. Like it's just something I'm really like. I've always loved, but I don't know why I've never really gotten into it. But this year, it's like I really am enjoying it. So. But the one thing that I find really overrated, or just this kind of whole era, was the grunge rock phase, man. I've never really like Nirvana to me, like not just them, but it's like I've never really liked them. I just found them really just not
whack.
I really don't like Nirvana. Just that whole Seattle grunge rock phase.
Yeah, hell no.
Rest
in peace, Kurt Cobain. Great talent. It's just Nirvana. Just like that whole. I'm not just pointing. Soundgarden is grunge rock too, right?
Yeah,
I forgot the lead singer's name, but he's got a great voice. It's just that. Maybe I just haven't discovered enough of it. It's just
psychedelic.
I've always been more into like just like a classic, like a.
Okay.
Like I'm an Eagles man. Like I like a lot of 80s rock. So, it's just I've just never gotten into like that whole 90s grunge rock phase.
I can say on this is I think they're good music. We just don't really know them that well because we didn't grow up with them.
We're not from Seattle guys.
That's a vibe, bro. It's
not the regional thing.
Hey, shout out Nick. We have some jams with Nirvana. He knows what I'm talking about.
I grew up with the ACDCs, bro.
We grew up with
ACDC was my band.
It was more our parents' generation. Like my dad, that's all he listens to. My dad literally only listens to.
Hey, your dad's a metalhead.
So like
Tools.
So like
hey, comment, DM us your favorite rock
rock bands and your nostalgia.
So, yeah, no, I'm just...
Grunge rock is a go-to for working.
Hey, hey, man.
Oh, no.
Have you want to hear PR?
No, you want to
go... If you want to do PR, hit some fucking Motley Crue. That's what I'm going crazy for.
Says hot take, School of Rock is the greatest rock band of all time.
Agreed.
For next time.
But, yeah, no, so, I don't know. I'm just... And maybe because I haven't, like, discovered... You know, because, like, sometimes... Like, just a lot of people have... It kind of, like... Your music takes change, so I used to not really be crazy about a lot of stuff, but it's just, it evolves, so maybe I will grow into a little bit more, but just right now, I'm just like, no, man,
that,
I
just keep that
I just, yeah. And I want to stay open-minded, I've tried, so maybe I'll like, we'll give them another shot, it's just, I've never really just, it's never really just figured that out
to
me.
Yeah, keep it thinking, because, you know, we love the hot takes, and, you know, it wasn't a bad one, I mean, we heard you out, so at least you said something.
So, and I want to keep an open mind, it's just like, I'm just like, man, like, I've just never felt like... I just connected with that. You gotta kind of like that grunge. That grunge phase especially. So, I don't know.
All right, let's so, get to these answer the
so,
internet.
Yeah. So answer the internet, guys. You know, this week too, Barstool Sports.
Shout out
Barstool.
Yep.
Shout out Stool President there.
Basically, like
he's a hot take at the moment.
Anyway. You've heard us talk. We had some fun. Adam had his hot takes, but we're about to have some real hot takes.
So, hey, this is group fun.
Yeah, so this is going to be fun. I'm interested. We're going to pull a couple cards. So, Keelan, pull the first card, and let's pick something out, and let's hear it.
Here it is. First question, debate the internet. How long could you last on the run after robbing a bank?
Would it matter how much money you have? I guess if you rob a bank,
I mean, the heavier it is, the slower you're gonna run.
Cash is heavy,
man.
Like, I guess
you gotta balance the weight with the escape.
And you don't want to dish the money.
You have to get enough to where
you're. It's like a GTA, but you gotta pick the right
enough to where it's worth it to actually like risk your life, but not enough to where it's gonna slow you down.
What is worth it to risk your life?
Probably like what?
100,000?
No, yeah, but 100,000.
I ain't gonna put a price on my
life.
That's
heavy, dude. That's heavy.
No, but like that's what I'm saying. Like 100,000, like yeah, I'd probably do it for 100,000, but no way I'm running. No way I'm running 5 minutes.
Ain't no way you carry no gold bars.
That is worse than wearing a 40-pound.
The problem is that I learned this
in the hands.
I learned from Hello High Water. The problem with like stealing $100,000 of cash, you can't do that with hundreds because hundreds can be tracked. Because they have like the little like that chips. Weird like theft chip in it, like in the dollar bill.
You have a bunch of ones.
So you'd have to be. You'd have five.
All the ones you
so you'd have 5, 10 to 20s with you. So like that would vary drastically. Like I'm saying,
it'll
like
change the game.
Assuming you're not getting get caught, like so you can't get hundreds. So it's like. And that kind of sucks. So it's like, I don't know.
I never really knew that. Like, is that what the blue strips for on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I never actually knew
like, so they'll know.
I always wonder what it was.
Like, so it's like, if you...
Sometimes
so like,
you
think
it was a tracking. You see high school,
you ever hold them up to the light and all that?
Yeah, I thought it was a light, but I never understood that. With that
that's
what
those
are. I thought it was just like a...
Yeah.
Like a
and you know when it's straight, crisp, fresh out the bank?
So I don't know how long...
Back to the question, man. What better?
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, it all kind of depends on the region. I mean, like, where
you're... I ain't robbing a bank.
Sorry. Somewhere where I want
to
go hide. I mean,
I'll probably
do it for like $5,000, but even then it wouldn't be worth.
How long? How long?
I think I could probably do it for like 10 or 15 minutes.
I could maybe go a couple hours if I found a good enough place, like maybe like you find hide the gutters or something. You go hide in the.
We have to find a really good spot. Like
probably, you have to find somebody.
You gotta have your homies help you. Like,
someone
you can't do this by yourself.
Someone near the woods, maybe. Like I feel like
about to find out who the real ones.
If you really plan your escape route, I watched this like heist guy on YouTube. Like he's like an ex.
Adam's already been scheming.
Bro, he's literally like an ex like diamond like thief. Like he's stole like millions of dollars. So he's always like plan your escape route. Like all that stuff.
Oh,
like
wonderful leader.
Yeah, he like helps out like his name's Larry Lawton. He'll help out like banks like because he like stole all the shit from them. So it's like and like literally it's, like the biggest like diamond like jewel
dealer,
thief in America
yeah.
or like was. So now he's like help works with them, but he's like he's like so he like I mean, he thinks like a criminal. He was one, so it's like so I just watched this shit. It's really interesting to me. It's like you know how smart he is. Yeah, and just like the things they go through. So I'm like man, like you gotta like so if you plan it out, like you could do it right. But I don't know.
I think I can the rest of my life, man. I'm getting out there. I'm booking
it.
The Shawshank Redemption.
I'm booking it.
I just don't want to be running my entire life. It's like, I don't think...
I just think realistically...
I'm with you on that one.
I think realistically, we're not going to be running for any longer.
Oh, you're metaphorically running.
They will eventually get you.
Yeah,
it's kind of...
It's just
like
a day or two, but like, we are not smart.
Always
looking
over your shoulder. Exactly.
Shawshank Redemption.
It's kind of hard, but I mean, we got our ideas.
Yeah. All
right, go to the next question.
Yeah, you got
Virgil. Pull one out.
So, ooh, this is a good one. Who is the number one celebrity or athlete you want to see come back to life?
Kobe.
Fuck. I think the heart and Keelan had that instant response.
I think that's kind of the first one I came to, like.
Yeah, I literally thought of Kobe like that quick.
Yeah. I don't know, two of my favorite artists are, you know, two out of three of them are dead.
You know, so I think
who's that?
Well, you gotta
Freddie Mercury or Kurt Cobain, man.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. So I was pretty. Yeah,
sorry,
affected, yeah.
Sorry to crush your Nirvana dreams.
That was a perfect timing.
Man, there's a lot of people.
You know, I think just for our generation, I'd probably bring back like Juice or something like that, Juice WRLD.
Uh-huh.
But
oh,
I mean,
that one hit me too.
Yeah, Juice WRLD or like yeah.
I mean, if I'm thinking of athletes, like
I'm trying to think of an athlete,
like
too.
Maybe Sean Taylor.
Oh, that was good.
Maybe Jose Fernandez.
Yeah.
Jose Fernandez.
Oh, that
Jose,
one, dude.
Because
yeah.
Because he was in his prime. I mean, both Jose. Those dudes were in their prime, man.
He was,
like,
yeah. He
Sean Taylor was
he
best,
was
still, you know, best safety. Not best safety, but.
No, Jose was hitting.
One of the best safeties of all time. It could have been. And Jose Fernandez, you know, was like, I mean, he was just getting into his prime, you know,
yeah,
just
it
figuring it out.
Okay, so what about, maybe not want back or more curious, what about,
I can't answer this, bro. I don't even know.
God, what was it?
Each guy.
Pledge of the Patriots.
Somebody.
I literally had his name in my head.
Oh,
Aaron Hernandez. That's his name. Would you bring him back?
Fuck.
Well, not, okay, not for the killer part. Would you bring him back and like find
like
out
if he had,
like kind of like what happened or like find like you know how they say like you know he had, his brain was like
oh yeah like he got hit his brain was like his brain was like mush, bro.
To find out what happened. I want to bring back Jeffrey Epstein to see what
happened. I feel like someone's going to bring that up. I don't want to say it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
upwards
of
alley.
To find out what happened.
Yeah, you know it's dumb.
I guess
you know he wasn't going to say
I guess I kind of take that one out of proportion, but like, there's still someone.
But honestly, I'm choosing this Freddie Mercury.
I mean,
it
makes sense. You
want to
learn something like that we didn't know. You know, like
I think.
Yeah, you guys said.
I don't know about me personally, but I think like someone like Robin Williams or something.
Oh, Rob.
Someone like iconic that like.
When did he die? We were in 6th grade?
I think it was like 2013.
No, yeah, it was like... Yeah,
I was
like,
saying, probably was early like 5 or 6
grade. Wow,
even, well, I'm trying
right?
to think, like,
yeah.
maybe, like, I'm thinking of a historical figure, like, JFK. Like, what if he didn't die? You know? What if, like, how...
Okay, everybody...
How different...
Well, yeah, but, like, you can still bring him back. Like...
Yeah, I mean, like
I get you.
Let's say he didn't get shot.
I get you mean. Yeah,
what
happened?
That's
actually a hell of
that's
actually
a crazy
a big
thing.
Question.
Like, I don't know why I thought
that.
Like,
that is actually
like, how different
question.
Would the
he
might not even be in a pandemic.
Well,
how different would the 60 have been? You know, like because then like
well,
kind of
well,
totally
well,
like
well, that was right before MLK too. So it was like
true.
So what? So if JFK doesn't die, like what happens?
Well, LBJ didn't take over, so it's like curious to see what happens there. Jimmy Carter probably wouldn't have taken over.
That's actually a big question.
Nixon probably wouldn't have happened then because Nixon would have been.
You
wouldn't
have
won because the Democrats.
And then Reagan would have
died. Remember earlier this year, people were saying that he died, and then next thing you know, he came back to life.
He said, "Psych!"
Kim Jong Un.
Oh yeah.
Bro.
I was like, "Wait, he died?"
Went to
and
the
then he's
Democratic election.
This dude went hard. This dude went wrong.
Not a spec.
Comes
science.
Out. Psych. All right.
As in person, I'm not gonna lie.
So, all right. This is our last one.
Yeah, last one. Right.
Yeah. Last one. Last one.
Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. Women. They're gonna hate us for it. This is definitely for men. What is your stance on washing your hands after taking a piss, Adam? I know Adam already.
Oh, perfect for a perfect pandemic question.
Just after, because they're
bring
gonna
bring everything full circle.
We're the reason why there's a pandemic.
Man,
so
if we're not the reason, we're helping it out, man.
Unpopular opinion. I've seen
every
some nasty
water,
girls'
man.
Bathrooms. Okay.
Ooh.
You ain't never been to a frat house bathroom though.
You know. Let's see. They don't
yeah.
First, I don't
think everyone's thinking the same thing. Just don't
yeah,
want to
yeah.
say.
I wash my hands every time.
I do.
However, I will say this. If I'm only touching my pants or my shorts and like my mama or my dad or some like, you know, my girl is touching my shorts and she ain't got to wash her hands after she touches my shorts, then I don't see why I got to wash my hands after I touch
that's
my
a good
shorts.
Point. I didn't
I mean,
even think of that.
I mean, like, since we all wear elastic shorts,
like, I ain't even touch my genitals.
If I'm just going to the bathroom and I pull down, like, I don't touch my dick. Like,
you know what I mean?
I don't need to wash my hands.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a good theory, man. Like, it makes sense. Like, if you're not doing anything, like, I don't know.
It's like I touch... I see the need
maybe
to wash your hands like
maybe
because
you touch
time.
The door handle like maybe like I mean I guess it make I mean
dude,
I do wash my hands
touch
so
the
obviously
door handle, I'm like ugh.
Yeah
no, obviously like I wash my hands it's just
shirt,
like it makes sense it's like why desert. It's like why do you
have
wash
the,
them
they have the foot, the
if you don't
foot
touch
them like,
yes but those are lifesavers bro the foot things are like I ain't gotta touch them
yeah Yeah, I know.
Been there, like,
yeah,
make, I mean, like,
in terms, put those things for guys like y'all.
Yeah, for real. Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Nah, yeah, like, I, yeah. No, like, I wash them, like, every time. It's just makes sense. Like, if you don't touch it, like, why didn't you do it?
What about you, Virgil? What's your take on this?
God, I hate answering this.
Big germaphobe with a crew.
Wow, that's actually like, pretty good one.
It's like, if I'm, like, at my house, looks, like... His
family, but he's like, nah.
Hey, Izzy, you're my piss hands.
Honestly, like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm going to wash them, but, like, I don't know.
Oh, wash your hands,
hey,
boy.
What's that like? Yes, dirty ass some... folks, but, you know, hey, make, I, it makes it.
Hey, we're all about self-growth, right?
We're going to get better at this pandemic. Yeah, I'm going to wash my hands.
Fuck.
Yep. But I guess that that's the last question, right? So I think that's a good wrap-up here. And, yeah, go ahead and play that jump right quick. We got a new little song for y'all.
Thank y'all for listening to Los Muchachos. And, wait, what are we saying again?
Remember,
don't be shy.
Hey.